Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust. This is two in one hour. Ken Lebo and Grace Marie Turner, both March 98 members of our Brain Trust, original members. And Grace Marie, as you know, is the president of the Galen Institute. She is the editor of the Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform book. She is the world's expert on healthcare reform policy, and she is our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and also I'm a political junkie, so of course I've been following this Massachusetts race like crazy.
I know it. Well, listen, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I want to take a few minutes. I want to take the next few minutes, maybe this whole segment, and I want to talk about something that I think is so interesting. I'm a political junkie too, and as you know, I've become a pretty vocally outspoken critic of the political class, not any one party. And you know, as I watch what's going on in Massachusetts right now, and as I think about what the Republicans squandered over the last 9 years, I keep thinking about Pogo. You know, that great philosopher Possum,
yes, right.
Pogo, he looked out over the swamp and he said, "We have seen the enemy and he is us."
Right.
Now, when I think of the Republicans and the Democrats, they couldn't possibly, they don't, neither one of them need enemies. Neither party needs detractors. They don't need anybody to oppose them. All they need to do is just be allowed to do what they do, and it's basically to destroy themselves. I mean, they're completely ineffective at understanding what their real role in life is.
Well, the Republicans for 8 years under George Bush on health care didn't listen to the American people because they didn't take action. They didn't.
Well, and George Bush did. George Bush
and now
didn't
the
do
Democrats
a,
are trying to do too much.
George Bush didn't do a, but George Bush didn't do a veto till the seventh year.
Yep.
I mean it's ridiculous.
He had a Republican Congress and was basically able to influence legislation. The problem is the American people didn't like the direction they were going with any of it.
Right. So basically, we've got two political parties that what I think it comes down to, Grace Marie, and I'm an equal opportunity disser here. What it comes down to is neither party. Both parties have gone off track so much, in my opinion, that they only think about what have I got to do to get reelected, rather than what do I have to do to serve the American people. And today, under the spotlight, are the Democrats, because literally as we speak, Grace Marie, remind people what's happening as we speak in Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that the politicians this time will listen to the American people, because even though Massachusetts is doing the best it possibly can to send Washington a message and say, stop, put on the brakes with this health care thing. It's even scaring us in liberal Massachusetts. We don't want it. The number one issue in Republican Scott Brown's campaign for the special Senate election in Massachusetts has been, I will be the 41st vote to stop health reform from passing. And, you know, I'm not going to predict what happens there, but I'm looking at all the polls, and he has been ahead in the polls, continuing to go up since last week.
His numbers have swung anywhere from 30 to the overall ratio relationship of the numbers between Scott Brown and Coakley, the Democrat, has switched as much as 35 points in the last 2 months.
Well, yeah, as much as maybe more. He was 30 points down at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how long ago is that? Mm. And now there was a new poll out last night showing with a double-digit lead. And the reason that's happened is because of that incredible line in the debate last Monday when Dave Gergen, as moderating the debate in Massachusetts, said, you know, well, could you possibly say that you're going to be the 41st vote against a health care bill in Ted Kennedy's seat? And and Scott Brown said, excuse me, it's not Ted Kennedy's seat, it's not the Democrat seat, it's the people's seat.
Wow.
And yesterday, he was outside the hockey game, wherever they play the hockey. And somebody said, whose seat is it? And the crowd erupted.
Wow.
This guy has become the people's candidate.
But,
and he's listening to the American people.
But Grace Marie Turner, that's something that every politician, Republican, Democrat,
the
independent, mugwump, everybody needs to understand that. And that's the revolution, Grace Marie, I think is happening. And it's going to not be a respecter of parties, this revolution, in my opinion. 20 till, we're right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.